Just bring your attention quite gently into your body. And just imagine for a moment that you're walking along a path. And beside you, there is a black jackal. That is sniffing the way ahead. And you're connected to the jackal by a lead which is attaches to a collar and the neck of the jackal. But you are being led by the jackal. And the lead and the collar is your connection to this guiding figure. Notice the landscape around you. Notice whether it is daytime or nighttime. Notice whether it is desert or greenland. And just following, gently following the jackal. And the jackal leads you, the path leads you to the side of a mountain. And carved into the side of the mountain is a false door. And carved onto that door is the image of a jackal staff. With two figures bound to it. Feel your connection to the path that you're on. Feel the obstacle of this false door. Notice the jackal staff. Notice the figures. Notice what they represent to you in this place of being on the path and the obstacle to continuing the path. Notice the response of your heart. And then in the next moment, there is a tug upon the lead. And it is as if you move through the blank door, through the staff, through the figures, and you find yourself in a sanctuary room that is your sanctuary, that is overflowing with precious things, that has substance. You feel your creativity. You feel your power. You feel your achievements. But you notice that there is no way out of the sanctuary other than another false door that has a jackal staff and two figures carved upon it. Contemplate the staff. Contemplate the figures. What is the way out, the way through? Notice the response of your heart. You feel a tug upon the lead and you are pulled through into a garden that is lush, that is overflowing with life. So much so that you cannot see or find the way out of the garden. Wherever you look, there is life, there is color, there are plants, there are trees. You cannot see beyond. In the center of the garden, there is a stela, a great stone tablet with a jackal staff and two figures bound to it. What is the way through? Notice the response of your heart. You feel a tug upon the leash and you step through. And you find yourself sitting beside a still mill pond. There is no breath of air, there is no activity. No impulse to move. Floating on the water. It's a wooden stela with the image of a jackal staff and two figures bound to it. Notice the response of your heart to this place. You feel a tag on the leash and you are pulled forward into the picture of the stela, through it. And you find yourself in a busy and active place where many people wanting attention, many people offering gifts. It's like a goblin market or a souk. It is difficult to remember the path. Things are placed in your hands, things are offered to you, you are shown things. You feel the persistent tug on the leash as the jackal leads you onwards. Notice the response of your heart to the offers, to the possibilities that are being shown. As you follow the tug, you come to an alley with a dead end, and carved in that alley is the image of a jackal staff with two figures bound to it. Notice the response of your heart to this place. You feel the tag of the leash and you step through the scene and the staff. And you find yourself in a place where there is challenge, where there is opposition, where you are disliked and even hated. Immediately in front of you is the image of the jackal staff and the two adversaries. In complete three dimensions, the two figures stand bound to the staff. Notice their hatred, notice their challenge. Notice their wish to attack. Notice the jackal staff. Notice the response of your heart. And step into the staff, into the beings, stepping through them. You find yourself at the seventh pole, the seventh staff. Here we find Apophis. Here we find the chaotic serpent, wrapped around the pole. A poet moves you forward. And causes you to stand, to become the jackal staff, to hold fast in the midst of Apophis. Standing there for as long as feels right, and then stepping forward, guided by the tug of the leash, back into your room, back into your body, back into the here and now. Letting your senses start to orientate you from the to the outside, thanking Anpu, who has guided you through the journey of the seven staffs. And gradually letting yourself orientate to the outside. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes.